Well, hello, hello. Welcome to the podcast. And today I have a special guest, a really powerful person. And I am so excited to have him here. Hello, Tino, and welcome.
So, hey, man, I appreciate you.
Go ahead and introduce yourself. Man.
Hey, man, my name is Agustin Lozano, but a lot of people didn't know me as Tino. Right now, out here, I'm in Michigan State University. I'm over here at college, my second year out here. And, man, I'm glad to be on the platform right now. I appreciate you.
Well, I'm going to start by telling you how proud I am. Seriously, when I met you, this is like a very, very big jump in what you're doing. So I don't know. Can I tell them the story about how we met?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, man.
So I was doing speaking at an event that I go to every year for Polk County, and it's for young adults who are graduating but going through many barriers. And Tino came up to me after the show, and he explained his dream. First time that's ever happened. Usually I go in, I speak, I head out. But you came up to me and told me your dreams, and I thought it was really, really awesome, and I knew you were the guy. So where tell them a little bit about your story, your background.
So my background is, I come from Florida. That's where I met Julio Cava, Dr. Julio Cava. You know, I saw him at the event. I went up to him, had to tell him. My story really consists of, it inspired me to go up to him because when I heard his story, I felt like we had a similar background, which mine really consisted of that I came from a single mother. You know, of course, times were hard. I have six other siblings other than myself. So seven of us in total. You know, we struggled throughout our entire life. And living in Mexico, that was one of the biggest things because we was out there for about 8 years. And, you know, we lived without water and light sometimes, just struggling to pay the bills. And my mother, she wasn't always a single mother. I have my father in the picture for a good while until, unfortunately, one day he said he passed away, but he disappeared one day. We saw him, and then the next day he was gone forever, no trace left behind. And this made life a lot tougher based off how we were suffering. So we moved to the States, and then from there, so we moved to Texas just across the border, right there where I was going to school. And when times got tough there, we seek for more help. So that's when I went to Florida to get more support from the family. That's where a lot of my family is from.
So then, okay, so then what were you doing? You were going through high school. What else were you working?
Yeah, so throughout high school, or when I met you, I was already being fortunate enough to gain some scholarships. So I sat with one of my teachers. She was a migrant student educator, something like that. So I'm a migrant student. Migrant consists of I worked in the fields almost my entire life. And coming from a background of farming, my parents and them, since they were working in the fields most of their entire lives, it was easy for us to come along and do the same thing, just because that was one of our main sources of income. So that teacher, she was telling me, hey, Tino, you should start thinking about college and apply for some scholarships. And in my mind, honestly, I was kind of doubting myself. I was like, I don't think I can make it to college. I don't think I'm suited for this. You see all these kids apply for scholarship, nobody wins anything. So I was already down. My head was down. I didn't have no hope. But she really took me. She took me by the hand, like, hey, Tino, you got a good head on your shoulders. She's like, you better not let it go to waste. So she would sit with me after school, man, hours and hours, 3 to 4 hours, just applying for scholarships. And all that hard work paid off.
That's right. And, you know, that's
right. Yeah, man, I was going to say, yeah, I ended up with about $20,000 in scholarship money.
That is what I'm talking about. So the fields, now I know about this. So you were really working in the fields. That's what you were doing.
Yeah, man.
Man, tell us about that. How hard is that? Because a lot of people, you know, when we're raised and here in the States, we don't, as a youngster, I went through a lot of stuff, but that's not something I went through. I don't even know anybody that had to go through working to the field. So tell us, how is that? How hard is that?
Man, it was no walk in the park, I say that. So most of the time, the days they consisted of, when I was younger, we wouldn't be picking on most. My parents, my mother really did most of the picking, and my grandparents. But as I grew older, that's when we were old enough to start helping. So I was around 12 years old whenever I started, you know, going out there doing some labor work as well. So the days you wake up around 3, 4 a.m. just to get to the field. I know, man, it's early just so the sun isn't hitting you all day because, I mean, it gets hot out there. And working in the harsh conditions, you know, it doesn't make it any better. And you're generally out there for, I don't know, man, like anywhere from 5 to 8 hours. You're just working until the job is done. And you get paid by the bucket, depending on what you're picking. See, most of the time we picked oranges. My family moved across all over the country. You know, here in the Michigan, we picked blueberries before, apples. My mother, she tell me stories how when I was younger that they're out there in the cotton fields. So we picked just about everything. And all the way to my senior year, I was picking watermelon as well.
That is like real hard work, you know, and at 12 years old, I mean, I can't imagine. I can't imagine. So I have kids, right? I can't imagine at 12 years old I'm doing that. So that's that within itself. That gives you, what did that give you? Okay, so now that you're in college and you're moving forward, what did those experiences give you that are helping you now?
So those experiences in the field, I mean, honestly, it just gave me a lot of grit because I was in those circumstances where it's hot. I didn't want to be out there. Just very tired, man. And it really showed me that, I mean, the mind is very, very powerful just because as long as you're looking at the end goal and you're working towards something, these challenges, these hard situations that you've been through, they just build you as a person and they build your character. So really and truly, working in the fields, it just taught me how to work hard to really never give up. And at the end of the day, everything pays off for what you're working towards.
Man, you're like,
as you really, man, I'm in college now.
I'm telling you, and I know it's hard to see when you're the person that is, but it's an inspiration to go from there to now in college. It's like, it's huge, but you know, and we've talked a few times. I know it's hard to, it doesn't seem like, wow, I'm doing something, but this is huge, bro. This is actually really, really big. So how's it going in college? I got to know this.
Hey, man, I'm not going to lie. The first semester was a little rough just with the transition and everything.
Definitely.
But, you know, I finished, of course, high school with around like a 3.6 GPA. So, you know, I got a good head on my shoulders.
That's right.
After the first semester, you know, I had around a 1.2 GPA, but I got it now up to a 3.0. And really and truly, the college isn't just about your grades and your GPA. I made a lot of connections out here, man. One of the biggest things that I've done so far was I had an opportunity to go to the White House. And I was supposed to meet Joe Biden, but, you know, he got a little busy. So I had to meet with his administration. I went along with the United Farm Workers, the UFW. That's an organization that I went with. And we were the first farm workers to ever be in the White House and to sit at the table with them and really just share our story with them so they see the hardships and how it is our point of view in the fields.
So how do you get any feelings like you're sitting in the White House? Like, do you get any feelings like, what, like, look at where I came from? What do you feel when you're sitting there?
Man, I'm not gonna lie, I was really nervous. I was real nervous going in there. The president of the UFW, she was with us. She was talking to me like, hey, Tino, like, it's okay. All you gotta do, because that was beforehand. I'm like, I'm taking notes. I'm writing down my speech over and over because I wanted to come off as good. This, the first impression is everything. So us being the first farm workers in the White House, I had to leave a good impression. So I'm over here studying. I'm trying to get off my message correctly the way I want to portray it. And she put me aside like, hey, man, you know, it's okay. It's okay to have these jitters. Just go speak from the heart. I said, okay, I'll go ahead and do that. I'm sitting at the table. Everybody has a chance to tell the story. But even some people weren't able to say it just because the trauma and all the hardships that we've been through in the fields. Some people, they started crying. They just couldn't bring it out. So I was the last one to speak at the table. And when I conveyed my message, I was already confident enough. I had my words set to what I wanted to say. And I just spoke from the heart. And the whole room felt it.
Nice.
Well, as soon as I was done, man, the whole room was crying. And you could just feel the atmosphere change.
Wow, that is, I'm telling you, this is like an incredible story. I can't wait till you sit down and write your book, because there has to be a book about this. Do you feel like, do you feel the pressures of like that you're representing your people or the people that have come before you that are going through that of being a farm worker? And do you feel that pressure at all?
So most of the time I do, just because, I mean, I'm one of the first three people in my family just to go to college. So even that's just a big jump. Everywhere in my city I go, a lot of people know me and they're like, hey, Tino, you know, I'm looking up to you. My kids look up to you. I used to work at a Boys and Girls Club as well. So all the kids there, they saw me as a role model. So it's not just my people, as in the farm workers, my family, but even my city. A lot of people, they're counting on me to make it out. And I do feel the pressure, but I'm glad I'm the one with that pressure, because I feel like I can handle it, as well as I have the ambitions and the right mind just to go out and seek opportunities.
Well, I'm glad you're the one too. I'm telling you, I'm very happy you're the one, because it was chosen correctly and nothing happens by mistake, right? So this is
right.
What's your future here? Like, what are you thinking? What are you dreaming about?
So honestly, I just dream of the time when I'll be able to look back at all of this and just the process and say, damn, I was able to make it through all of this. I made it.
That's right.
So as of right now, what I'm working on, I actually have a little project I'm trying to get to. I want to have my own podcast as well, just to have a platform, because, I mean, man, in this college, there's so many people. There's princes out here, people who are like kings in their countries. There's a whole bunch of stuff. And so I was fortunate enough.
Seeing like a bunch of people there. You're meeting a lot of people, huh?
Yeah, man. So this college alone has 50,000 people here. The students, and I done met people in my age, even younger, who have their own businesses, their own clothing lines. They have art, like paintings in art museums in California. Like, it's a lot of entrepreneurs out here. So I want to have my platform in order to sit down, gain knowledge from them, and expose that to the world as well. So people in my position who want to, that motivation to see other people that already achieving what they want to do. Like, it's never too early, man. 17, 18 year olds out here making it big.
Yeah, man. And that's what you're doing. You're going to be able to give it. You already are giving people that are going through stuff, because, you know, we've both been there. You know, sometimes it feels like you're not going to get out of this, or this is going to be the rest of your life, but you're showing that it isn't, that you truly have control over what you can do in your life if you're willing to do what it takes. So what changed? Let me ask you this. So the mindset to change from being where you were, which was the farm worker, to now being that college person, because you had some doubt about it. What changed in your mind that said, I'm doing it and I'm just going to go and that's it? Like, what did it? Because somebody out there that needs that, maybe if they could hear it, it'll help.
So what changed my mind from being in the farm, in the fields, to now here in college? So really and truly, I would say my surroundings, is the people in my life. And most of the time, other than the people that, so such as one lady, her name's Miss Nicholson, my migrant teacher. Mm-hmm. I was just focused on, you know what, I'm not going to go to college. I'm just going to work and make money, you know. But she sat me down. I got the scholarships. And one of the biggest things as well, with one of the scholarships I won, it was a national one. So they flew me out to Texas and I gave my speech there, my life speech about my story. And there, I told my story in front of around 2,000 people. And that experience alone, after I was done with my speech, the whole room, they were crying and clapping. They came up to me saying, Tino, I appreciate you for sharing your story. You motivated me. And even others, they're like, I lived through the same thing you went through. Like how, they're like, I appreciate your bravery for being able to go out there and tell us your story. So that changed my mindset as well, letting me know that I can make a difference in this world one step at a time. So that's just my mindset, man. That's my goal, to just become the best version of myself and to empower the people around me on my way.
That's right. So support is huge, huh? On that trip, on that change and into moving, that teacher, it sounds like she really, really, I wish I could meet her. Tell her I need her. I need the support right now. No, but that's really good. So support is important. So somebody that's seeking to make the change in their life, seek support, right? I mean, I advocate for that. It is a big deal.
Yeah, so, I mean, a lot of people in our community, I mean, me being Hispanic, being Mexican, a lot of us are told as well, like, don't open up, don't speak on your feelings, don't be vulnerable. But honestly, vulnerability is one of the biggest strengths a person can have. So me being able to talk to other people and them giving me feedback and really showing me, because we get caught up in our own minds sometimes. Doubt, fear is one of the biggest dream killers. And I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I've been reading a book, is Fear is a Choice, and it talks about how perspective is everything. How you can either focus on the negatives or the positives. And I choose to focus on the positives. So that's one of the big things. You just gotta have the right perspective, the right mindset. And honestly, you can achieve anything, but you just gotta work towards it as well.
Definitely. Dreams have cost, right? And if you're willing to pay those costs, you're definitely gonna make it. Mr. Wayne Dyer said, if you believe it will work, you will see the opportunities. If you believe it won't, you will see the obstacles. So that's like a perfect example of what you're saying. If you put it in your mind that this is going to work, you're going to see those opportunities come in. You're seeing them now. I see you. You're like, anything that comes your way, you see it. There it goes. Let's see where that leads. And that's the difference between knowing it's going to work, because your mindset is set that you're going to succeed. And that's that. So I know you're going to succeed. So you were telling me something about an ambassador program here. Tell us about that. Look at you. You're like, you're all over the place, Mr. White. You're going to be the president. Watch. You better remember.
Hey, man, that's the goal. That's the plan.
I always wanted to chill in the White House for a little bit. So you better just take me in for a little bit and let me tour around, please.
I'll show you all the good spots and everything.
Yeah, please. So. Yeah, tell me about that program, that ambassador program. That sounds like something.
Yeah, so right now the position that I'm in, I'm a camp ambassador. Camp standing for, of course, you know, College Assistant Migrant Program. And that's really one of the reasons why I'm out here at Michigan State, because fortunately, because of the program, I'm able to get this one financial aid package called SPAD. And SPAD is just called Spartan Advantage. It's the biggest financial aid package you get out here. And with all of that, it's based off my mother's income. I technically come to school for free. So with that, being an ambassador, what I'm able to do, what we do is we take care of the incoming freshmen throughout the program. So since I was already in their shoes last year, you know, I came off a rough start. My GPA was low. My mental was kind of all over the place. So what I'm able to do, since I already walked through that same path, I'm able to go and teach them, show them the shortcuts, and really guide them and teach them everything I wish I knew. And I wish I had someone with me the same mindset to do the same.
Wow, so you're like really immersed in the situation. you have become that guy. You are Tino, the school guy. This is amazing. What are some of the classes you're studying now? If you don't mind sharing, I'm interested now. I just want to know.
That's fine, man. So some of the classes I'm taking right now is I have personal finance, because, of course, you know, I got to learn how to budget. You got to learn what to do with the money that you get. So you become a millionaire, but if you don't know what to do with it, it's not going to work out.
Man, yep, definitely.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, just I'm taking microeconomics, you know, just to learn about the economy, the inflation, and things along like that. Writing, because of course I've been journaling lately, and honestly I love it, man, just because you put your thoughts on paper, right? And your dreams are more likely to become a reality because you wrote it down, you spoke it into existence, And that alone, I think it was Napoleon Hill or somebody said that it's 1,000%. That alone gives it 1,000% chance of making it a reality.
Yes, indeed. And yes, it does. For sure. You got to write it down, right? When it's on paper, it's real and it jumps out at you. So what would you say? Let's say right now there is a young 12-year-old working in the farms like you did, and he wants to get out of that. You know, he wants to live a successful life. Where would you tell him to start when he reaches more maturity?
So what I say, man, is working in the fields, coming from, you know, my parents are doing that, their parents are doing that. So it's kind of like a generational thing. Well, what I would say to them is, hey, man, this is not where your life ends. Honestly, this might just be the beginning. So take these moments in the field. Yeah, I know it's hard, but think about the benefits you're getting from this. The character is building you, all the wisdom you can be earning just because you're putting your body and your mind through hardships. You're becoming uncomfortable. And that's one of the things that a lot of people, they don't like, of course. A lot of people love to be comfortable. And if you're comfortable with being uncomfortable, then you can do anything, man. And what I say is, well, what is your dreams? What is something that you've always wanted to do? And to just work towards that, because if you can think it, you're already halfway there to achieving it.
That's right. And what's in store for you after college? What do you think? I really want to know what's in that head of yours. What is in that mind of what you want to do after you finish college? I know it might change, but what do you think?
I think I got my ideas straight, man. What I want to do as of right now, I was fortunate enough to my summer after my first year of college, I already had an internship. So my internship had to do with sales. And along the sales, I was in Nevada selling pest control door to door. So, you know, it's a tough job already because you're getting no's every day. You got to handle rejection. You know, I'm walking about 8 hours a day. But with all this, man, I love the fact that it's commission based. So
you can make as much.
I'm not getting paid hourly based. I'm getting paid off my grind, off my hustle, off my work ethic. So with that, I'm already planning to open an office back in Florida. So this summer long, man, I gained a lot of knowledge, but again, I've got $20,000 as well, just from the internship alone. And the sky's the limit from there, man. That's one of my plans I want to do. I want to open an office so I can get commission off of that.
Got it.
I want to do selling the
sales of the pest control, like an office. Nice. Okay, go on. That's good.
Yeah, man, then I want to become a motivational speaker
What do you mean? You already are one. Stop it. You are a motivational speaker.
Yeah, I just want to be able to reach more people, I guess I would say. Extend my platform, my audience as well. And honestly, one of the big things I got coming up is I have an opportunity to meet Eric Thomas. He's going to be here on campus here at Michigan State. Is this thing he's doing called a success series. So either this following Monday, I don't know what it is. Let's see, October something. Mm-hmm. And then each Monday for the next 2 months, he's going to be here. So
good for you guys. That's a treat because he's another one with this amazing story, right? That where he came from and where he ended up going. So that's, like, amazing. I know you've been wanting to meet him for a while. What are you talking about? You're getting to get it. You see, there goes another dream coming true for you. So
exactly.
What do you think? So we understand. So the mindset is, you need a good mindset in order to make it. What else do you think you need to make it to? Because you're accomplishing everything you want. What else do you think you need to be able to do that?
So, of course, the mindset, then other than that, I said you need action, and you honestly, you got to be willing to serve people. See, one of the biggest misconceptions people have is there's no such thing as getting something without giving something up.
Of course.
Yeah, so the more you're willing to serve others, the more they will be willing to serve you. But it's not even a matter of trying to, I guess, gain control of others. It's just the more you give, the more you what goes around comes around, man. And if you're willing to be so generous, just that's like good karma, I would say. Not really karma, it's just God. God even says to himself that you got to be a servant to others. And I mean, good things will just come your way. So that's one of the main things. You got to be willing to serve others, be humble, and so just take action. Fear is a choice, like I said. So you just got to take action and work towards those goals. Because just 2-3 weeks ago, man, the podcast I'm trying to do was just an idea. But then I took action. I was talking to one of my friends. He's younger than me, but he's a businessman, man. He's been doing real estate. He's been has his own business where he rents chairs and like tables and like the tents, you know, for like some big parties and stuff like that. And he's handled some contracts all the way to like $600,000. And this guy, he was telling me, hey man, you want to do a podcast? He like text everybody you want to interview right now. He's like, go ahead and try to find the equipment. He's like, work towards it right now. The faster you do it, the more it become a reality. He's like, it's not gonna get easier. You have to go through the process either sooner or later. So the sooner you do it, I mean, you're more likely to get it done. So,
man, so for everybody that's saying that, I'm a big believer in today's youth, a big believer. And, you know, there's some people that say, you know, the youth, man, the youth, look, we got all this youth in that campus and they all like doing it. The youth is awesome. Today's youth has so many opportunities if they take it, and they're doing it. They're creating new ways of making a living. It's really, really beautiful. So this is proof. So anybody that has something to say about my young people, come at me, because they got this. They're doing better than most people at their age. So stop it. All right. So what else do you want to say? What else do you want to talk about?
Well, sure. I'll say one thing, though. The crazy part about it is the guy I'm talking about, he came from a farm working background as well. He's from the same program I'm in. So that's how we met. And other than that, man, shoot. Wait,
did you know him from before when you guys were out there or no? You met him. He was in the same program, but you just got to meet him now.
Yeah, I just met him. So he's an incoming freshman. So he's actually one of my students that I guide, mm-hmm. that I showed him like where's certain things here on campus, who are some people that I met to like better their resume and build their professionalism. So he was one of my students. And one of the things I like to do is on my free time is study the markets. So, well, what I realized at a young age, man, is all the rich people, all the wealthy people, what they do is they invest. So I always knew I wanted to invest, but I just didn't know what it looked like. So as of right now, I've been studying the Forex market, foreign exchange. Do you know what that is, really?
Yep.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, you know, I've just been looking into that for quite a while now. And he heard about that. He's like, hey, man, I heard you've been looking into the markets. I want to learn more. And he came to my room. And then from there, we just started talking to each other. And I found out so much about him.
I love it. More support, bro. You see it. Just
exactly.
Once you know how to go get that support, once you learn the skill of getting that support, I mean, who you are, who you're surrounded by, right? So once you're with other dreamers around you, it becomes so much easier to talk about dreams and it's more efficient. And when you face these obstacles, like you were thinking about doing your podcast, and as you're speaking about it, he was able to help you overcome any obstacle you thought was in the way of doing that podcast and giving you good advice, because he's a dreamer. And he's dreaming along with you. You gotta surround yourself with great people. So, sales. Listen, sales is one of the best skills you can learn. Once you know how to sell, you won't go hungry again. So, how was that experience in sales for you?
So it was actually good, man. I mean, going out there to Nevada, of course, it's a new experience. I've never been out there. So I was taking it in my mindset already. I was like, hey, man, I'm going to go out there. Just say it goes horrible, right? Just say I make no sales. I got no money. At the end of the day, I learned, because I went out there. I took a chance. I was going door to door. And I just gained the experience, the communication with the people, how to handle certain situations. And but fortunately, you know, it did go good. So the sales, what it taught me really, man, it was, I mean, anything is possible. And one of the biggest things as well is everything's psychology. It's not about what you say, but how you say it.
That's right. That's right.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, it yes. is. Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm.
So the sales, it just opened up a new window in my mind where I was like, hey, man, because I used to be scared of sales. Yeah. I used to be scared just because I could never picture myself as that car salesman out there being able to find the value of something, portray it to someone else, and then they willing to spend their money on it. So the fact that I was out there to get out of my comfort zone and really push myself and I made around 120 sales this summer, which, you know, that contributed to the 20,000. And with all of that, it just showed me, man, it's like, hey, this might be another good opportunity to take. So my plans right now, I'm going to go out there next year, and I'm trying to double what I made this summer.
So sales, yeah, I can see you as, yeah, I can see that you can sell. Like, definitely, I imagine you out there. Sell me this pen. No, I'm on the cut.
Oh, shoot.
I'm only joking. I feel like I always wanted to say that. So sales is like a really good skill to learn, man. Like if anybody is thinking about starting a career and don't know what it is yet, get in sales. You know, there's a lot of entry level in there and you can make a lot of money, but you just got to do what you did. You got to take the risk and know it might not work out, but you're going to learn something. So yeah, that's good, exactly. Man. Fire. Do you know you're on fire? You feel it, right? Do you feel the fire?
Yeah, I feel it, man. I'm on a roll right now.
That's right. And it ain't going nowhere. You're going to keep going up from here. I know you are. And I saw it from that day. I'm telling you that from that day that you came up to me to talk, I just saw it. You know, I saw it that you were hungry, you were dreaming, and you were ready to go, you know, and it was, it's awesome to see you in this place right now where you are today. It's just, it's a beautiful thing. I'm very, very proud of you. You know, every time I talk to you, always, every time we talk, text, is one more step up. You're telling me about the next step of your app. And it's just like, I knew it was it. Wait, do I get a finder's fee? No, you see, I don't get no fun. So, okay. So speaking, anybody hears of any speaking events going on? You know where to go. This dude is he's good. He has a story to tell. And he could empower many, many people. So what else do you want to talk about? Anything else you want to say about your future?
So shoot, my future, man, I feel like the sky's the limit, man. But
and more.
If anything, how have you been lately? What you've been working on? How have you been lately?
I think my business is growing and I've been speaking. Just the same thing and with the family. I don't know if you don't have grandkids. You don't have grandkids?
As of right now, no.
Yeah, I have like a whole bunch of them. I'm telling you, it was like what in 1 year my kids just said, you're getting more kids. But it's beautiful. It's beautiful too. You know, because my background comes from not having family. So now to having this awesome, beautiful family. I love it. Family, it's beautiful. But I'm happy you sat down with me, man. It was just, I was sitting there, we were texting. I go, wait, I gotta talk to this dude. This is perfect.
It's been a while.
You got a story to tell. So what was the biggest key to breaking your barriers?
Biggest key to breaking my barriers?
If you had to name one. I know there's a lot of them, a lot of little, but what if you had to just say one, what do you think it was that like pushed you? We know support was one, but what is something that you did yourself like that helped you break through something? The smallest thing.
So I want to say two things. So one thing, the biggest thing, it was my mother, man. Just because seeing her struggle her entire life, I knew I had to become something myself. So, you know, you always want to – I know I'm not the only one who wants to give my mama her house. Mm-hmm. I want to retire her, man. I want to have her riding her dream car. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things. But as well as the other thing that really – pushed me to break my barriers was the doubt I received from others. So my entire life, I've been told, just because of the background I came from, I was told I was always going to go to be in jail one day or I was going to end up dead.
Yeah, I remember so, that.
I'm saying, man, so being able to prove those people wrong and show them the person I've become from then till now is that you would have never guessed, man. If you had to go by statistics, I would never be who I am today. So that's all. I'm very optimistic, man. I don't listen to the naysayers, all the negative thoughts. Like they say, man, if you don't have haters, you ain't doing something right.
So what you're saying is the negative feedback that you were receiving from people on who you were become, the lies of others, that you used as fuel to move forward because you wanted to prove them wrong.
Of course, man. Also, yeah, I would say always be willing to be a student just because you could be feeling good like about something, but you always got to be humble enough to know that, I mean, life is all a process of learning. So you're never done learning. So you're always going to meet someone new, someone with a different mindset, and just be open enough to really see what they're saying, why they're saying it from their perspective. Put yourself in their shoes. And the more you're willing to learn, be a student, then, man, sure, you could do anything, man.
Yeah, a full cup can't get no more water, right? You need some
exactly.
And it is one of the biggest skills that a person could have, but not everybody has. And that's usually where it stops because you only know what you know, right? So to get to the next level, you have to know what you don't know. That's the only way to do it. So and you have to learn it. Listen to other people. Listen to the people around you. Their experiences are different from yours, and it can give you something. So that's a good one. Look at you. I told you you were a motivational speaker. I'm motivated. Let's do this. I don't know what we're doing, but I'm motivated to do something. I'm very proud of you. Seriously, I don't know how more to express how proud I am of your journey. And I'm glad that you're in this world and that you're doing this. I'm glad that people are able to see it because people have to see more of that. You know, when you live in a world with so much negativity, this spark can light somebody else's fire for them to find their power, man. So I'm very, very proud of you. Have you ever thought about, I was trying to reach out. Remember I asked you if you were in the area at a certain time?
If you were back home? Yes.
You know what? I would love for you to come with me to the Polk County event and speak there. That's why I was asking. I want to bring you to speak there because, you know, you were there.
I was in the audience.
Yeah, it's hard. It's a lot of hopelessness going on because of the environment these young folks are in, right? It's hard to see I could be something in the future. So for them to hear that somebody was sitting in their seat just how many years ago? It wasn't even that long ago, right? It was just
2 years
ago. And just for you to tell them, look at where I'm at today. I would love to. So I think it's around April. If you can be in the area, man, I will bring you there. And I'm not even going to tell the people at Polk County that it's you speaking. You're just going to introduce you. I would really love for you to do that for them. I want them to see what happens.
Hey, man, I appreciate that. Honestly, hey, man, I'll be there.
Yes, please. All right. So I will text you. They always send me a message like 2-3 months before. I'm going to send you. I really would love for you to be there. They have to see this. They have to see what happens because this was you. You did it. You put in the work. You made yourself uncomfortable. You overcame a lot of fears to get here. And you did all of these things with your mindset and your background. So you had all the excuses in the world to not do anything. You know that, right?
Yeah, man. So that's one of the biggest things too. Like a lot, the biggest illness a man can have is laziness.
Yes. So,
you know, I took pride in always being able to do something, trying to not just be sitting down. And sometimes, you know, of course, if I ever find myself scrolling on my phone, I'm like, hey, man, what can I be doing with this time? I could be trying to learn a new skill. You know, I could finish my schoolwork. Because, you know, sometimes I fall behind in that little bit.
Of course. I mean, that's normal. That's very good. What's the hardest thing about this the school environment that you're facing? Coming from where we come from, what's what's the hardest part?
So for one, I say a lot of people is imposter syndrome. So here in this school alone, it's a predominantly white school. And, you know, kind of, we don't see a lot of brown people around here. And a lot of people can get discouraged by that. But, you know, I acknowledged that before coming out here. I said, hey, man, you know, you're probably going to be the only brown person in the school, not in school, but like in your classroom. Mm-hmm. So if anything, take pride on that. Show them that even though I come from where I come from, you know, the fields, you know, small town, everything, all these hardships, I'm still here at the same school you're in the same class. And I could basically, I'm just like y'all education wise. And so I could be better as well.
Yeah. When you see how we're so much more similar than anything else, no matter what background you're from, you see how that works. And this experience in school, that's what it kind of shows, that we're like, oh, we can all do the same thing. We can all succeed and we could all fail. So it's just good that you're getting this experience. I think it's golden, man. I see like your future. If I had I don't even need a crystal ball. You're going to succeed. Like, for sure, there is no like questions about it. So I'm very excited to see how many people you're going to help. I'm very excited to see what your future is coming for you, because it's coming. So, and you know it. That's why you know it. You know that you are going to win.
Yeah, all glory to God, man. You know, he makes everything possible.
Everything, everything, everything. So anything else that you want to share with people that you think is really important to get them going before we go anywhere?
God bless you. So if anything, man, set your mind right. Whatever you want to accomplish, have faith in not knowing what's to come. But just know that for one, of course, I'm a big spiritual person. You know, I believe in God. Say, believe in God, have God by your side, work towards what you want. And then honestly, man, anything you can do is just some actions away. If you take your steps towards it every day, at least 1% better every day, man, sure, anything's possible.
Anything's possible. And you are proof that that is so, right? Because mm-hmm. from where you came from, look at where you are today, man. You're living like a real life. It's exciting. I'm excited for you. Seriously, I love the shoes you fill in today. So, you know, thank you. Thank you for being here with me.
I appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you. This feels so good to see you where you are today. And the future is just so bright for you. Just keep it going. And whatever you need help in, you know I'm here.
Yeah, I got you, man. Hey, on the next time, when my podcast gets rolling, I'll be interviewing you.
Yes, whatever you need. You know I'm here for you, man. I'm just very proud of you. Very, very, very proud of you. So I can't wait to see the future for you, all right?
Got you, man. It's all love.
Read after me. I am powerful.